KOMO AM 1000, good morning. Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. 8:40 now, 20 before 9. It'll be a longer wait for the sunshine today than yesterday. Another dead whale found out in Puget Sound. I'll get the details here. And we'll discuss that further next on KOMO AM 1000.
Morning has broken like the first.
KOMO AM 1000, 843, Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. High 55 now, 70 a little bit later, and no chance hardly at all any precipitation. It'd be very light and probably in the foothills. In fact, I was trying to find where the rain is. Closest rain, light rain shower, extreme southeast Washington. Some light rain over the southern edge of Vancouver Island this morning and northern Puget Sound region near Bellingham. That's the closest the rain is. 40-foot dead whale's been towed to Kayak Point State Park near Everett. Three other whales circled the carcass as a rope was tied to it for the tow. Biologists plan tests today to determine how the whale died. This spring, dead whales this spring found now near Olympia, Tacoma, now Everett. Each year some of these migrating gray whales detour into Puget Sound and a few of them die. We are concerned about pollution, I guess, because whales are bottom feeders, sifting through the mud for shrimp, crab, and other food.
Back in the 40s, a fellow named Rube Goldberg invented extraordinary devices that did ordinary things, like answer.
KOMO AM 1000 with Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson, 10 before 9. 8:50 now. We got a disabled vehicle eastbound on the West Seattle Freeway. Other than that, everything is rolling right along here. I've just watched the DOT monitors make their rounds. They're checking I-90. I'm looking at the I-90 bridge right now. Traffic is rolling both directions just fine. Looking in the Mercer Island Tunnel right now. Everything's going just fine. Yeah. If you see a problem I miss, 421-1000, please, or just pick up your U.S. cellular unit there and dial us pound 55 cent. It's free. From the Como Weather Center, well, a threat of rain, very, very light rain, almost dismissible, all right? Slight improvement due tomorrow in the weather after today's afternoon sunshine. There's a larger weather system approaching the area, and we'll give you details on that as we monitor its approach.
Ben.
Yeah, Dad?
Principal Skinner called me about some posters you've been hanging up.
I
believe in the magic of the younger soul. Believe in the magic of a rock and roll. Believe in the magic that can set you free.
KOMO AM 1000. Norm Gregory, it's the Como Good Morning Show, 8:55, 5 before 9. Larry Nelson vacationing this week. We're going to have sun later on this afternoon, a little later than yesterday, but we should approach the upper 60s. Here's a sure sign of summer. The Chelan County Fire Department says lightning set off two fires yesterday that kept fire crews busy for 8 hours.
When it comes to making the most of their money, people have some pretty strong preference.
The LeConnor Channel Lodge, truly a Northwest gem. Call now, 1-466-3101.
We're a couple of minutes away from 9 o'clock here at KOMO Radio. At the top of the hour, an ABC update followed by a report from the Como News Center. News at the top of the hour is next in 2 minutes.
So, you want to buy a Saturn, but you don't know where to find us. Don't feel bad. A lot of people have the same problem. You see,
Sports' latest monthly survey says their view of the current business climate has declined for the 10th month in a row. Buying plans for cars and major appliances were down in June. Compared with this time last year, fewer people expressed interest in buying a home. Consumers continue to be increasingly uneasy about jobs. More than one-third of the 5,000 people surveyed said jobs are hard to get, while fewer than 1 out of 10 said employment is plentiful. The survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. Richard Davis, ABC News, New York.
More news after this.
It got my interest. Total satisfaction? My skeptical side said every fax and copier says guaranteed. How's Xerox so different? So I read it. For starters, it's short and sweet. If I'm not happy for got that much faith in everything they make, the least I can do is put them to the test.
Putting it together.
No other company can match the Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee because no other company is Xerox. For more information, call 1-800-TEAM-XRX extension 100. Xerox, the document company.
President Bush has talked with black members of Congress about a civil rights bill and other domestic issues, plus South Africa. ABC's Ann Compton reports from the White House.
Black caucus members say they asked President Bush for a ceasefire in the war of words over civil rights legislation, and they got it. They also made their case that he should not allow sanctions against South Africa to lapse without considering the spirit of the law because apartheid is not yet fully dismantled. One congresswoman said she raised the issue of children with Mr. Bush, adding, "The president has no domestic agenda." A colleague later explained that accusation was not made to the president's face. The black caucus left, clearly differing with the president.
AM 1000, good morning. It's a Como Good Morning Show. I'm Norm Gregory, 915. Larry Nelson on vacation this week. Yeah. High today in the low 70s. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. The upper 60s is what the official Como Weather Center forecast said. Yeah, sun breaks this afternoon. The Doobie Brothers on KOM.
From somewhere back in her long ago.
KOMO AM 1000 with Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. 918 the time, our 56 degree. Our temperature's hardly budged, but it's going the right direction. It's moved up 1 degree in the last 3.5 hours. We're headed for the upper 60s today. Robin Hood still number one at the box office, second straight week. I saw the movie very early, and now I see most of the reviewers are agreeing with me. I just thought it was shot too darkly and too tight, and Kevin Costner was not very convincing in the lead role, but $45 million in 2 weeks, nothing to sneeze at. City Slickers is next, followed by the premiere of Dying Young. The Rocketeer opened in fourth place, and Backdraft is number five at the box office.
Do you ever dream of being your own boss? Are you frustrated by working long hours for someone?
KOMO AM 1000, Elton John, I'm Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. 926, you gotta love someone. I guess Tom and Roseanne love each other. Roseanne Barr. Oh, now Roseanne Arnold. She and husband Tom Arnold renewed their vows, and she took his name in a traditional ceremony in Los Angeles on Sunday. You heard about that. They are now honeymooning at an undisclosed location before beginning a 20-city national tour together. They'll be kicking off that tour here in Seattle at the Paramount on Thursday night. And we thought that, you know, this is the local ABC affiliate, right? Would they probably be coming by the station? We were trying to run them down, maybe get them on the radio, and so far, no luck.
To celebrate the recent J.D. Power initial quality survey, naming Lexus the most trouble-free car.
New Legend is waiting for you right now with the lowest lease rates ever at Acura of Linwood.
Como News being brought to you this hour by Acura of Linwood.
Forecast from the Como Weather Center. Gray. Low clouds. Maybe some mist this morning.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
KOMO AM 1000, Norm Gregory filling in for Larry Nelson here. It's the Como Good Morning Show, 9:37 currently. Closest rain showers to Seattle at Oak Harbor, and all drizzling a little bit up in the north part of the sound area there. Afternoon sun breaks. We're expecting upper 60s today. This is KOMO AM 1000.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules. Hell alive and hurt you. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say.
KOMO AM 1000, another one of those songs from an aerobic class soundtrack. Whoa. Let's cool off a little bit here, huh? 9:41 with Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. A heart monitor company has created a bra with built-in electronics, speaking of exercise, As the athlete exercises, she can check her readings with a strap-on monitor. The Commodores on KOMO Radio. KOMO AM 1944 with Norm Gregory for Larry Nelson. This is a Como Good Morning Show, up to 58 now, headed for the upper 60s today. Well, there was overnight onshore breezes that brought in the low clouds this morning. They're going to stick around a little longer than they did yesterday, but we should see some old sunshine by 3 o'clock, and he wildly estimates.
He cuts both ways. Our love is like a knife that cuts both ways. It cuts both ways. Mm-hmm. It cuts both ways. It cuts both ways.
KOMO AM 1000, good morning. Tuesday, June 25th, it's 9:48, so 12 minutes before 10 o'clock. Hang on a minute. We've got to check the traffic and stuff here first. I was just looking at the monitors here from the DOT, and everything rolling right along on all the routes, I-90, 520, I-5. If you see a traffic problem, tip us to it, 421-1000, please, or use your U.S. West cell unit there, £1.55. It's a free call. Any rainfall will be light, and mainly in the north regions here this morning. For the most part, it'll be limited up north part way up by Bellingham or in the foothill area. Slight improvement due tomorrow after our afternoon sun today. Highs in the upper 60s. A larger weather system approaching. We'll talk more about that later, and we'll get the top stories from the Como News Center next.
You know, the biggest fireworks in the area are not going to be over Elliott Bay this year. No, it's...
KOMO AM 1000, good morning. Norm Gregory at 9:55 for Larry Nelson. Larry's got the week off vacationing this week. We got some sun later on this afternoon. Hopefully. I think it'll break through. The clouds are a little thicker this morning than they were yesterday at this time. We're only at 56 degrees here in downtown Seattle. This postcard written from a Tacoma man to his father in 1919 has arrived in Amherst Junction, Wisconsin, long after both have died. A Wisconsin postmaster says she doesn't know why the card turned up now. Possibly it was a hoax. Maybe somebody found it in an old shoebox and dropped it into the mail. Only thing is that the card is in mint condition, and it still has the original 2-cent stamp on it.
Gotta tell you about a brand new lodge. Gotta tell you about this. You want to be among the first to experience
Red Road and JD Factory Carpet in Berrien on 153rd.
Well, about 9:57 now at KOMO Radio at the top of the hour. Well, in fact, you can depend on Como, you know, for news updates regularly throughout the day, 24 hours a day at the top and the bottom of each hour. So we're about 2 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Another news update from ABC and the Como News staff at the top of the hour at 10.
I'm here with Texas Grillmaster Barbecue Bob, who's going to reveal his fabled recipe.